This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you. And one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight is signs of the times. And turn with me to Luke chapter 21. But we'll also turn to Matthew 24. There are three chapters, three of the apostles record this, three writers, gospel writers. And one is Matthew. And Matthew in chapter 24, verse 1, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. How many of you have ever been to Hebron and seen Machpelah? You see that sturdy building there? That's how the temple was built, only much, 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 much better. Herod did both of them. And he had refurbished the second temple, and it was a magnificent thing. Whatever is left, and there's nothing left of the temple, it all came down just like Jesus said. But whatever's left of the walls, the size of those stones, you cannot today figure out how they did it. I just cannot figure out how they did it. But, and so that's what they were talking about. It had been a 34-year project. And they were exclaiming at this temple. And look at these stones. And Jesus said unto them, verse 2, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. He's talking about the temple. As high as it is, as huge and beautiful as it is, it's coming down. And now verse 3 shows us that some time has passed. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, he's crossed from Mount Moriah, where the temple is, and he's gone down the Kidron Valley and up over onto the Mount of Olives. And the disciples, probably in the same place as the Garden of Gethsemane, because it says he often went there. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, now they're Jewish, and they have Jewish questions. The church has not revealed. These are Jewish questions. Number one, tell us, when shall these things be? When are these stones coming down in the temple? I know that they talked about it. They dropped behind him, and they talked about it all the way over to the Mount of Olives. Did you hear what he said? He said, this temple is coming down. Don't he know that they're already mad with him? And he shouldn't be talking like that. They're going to get him as a terrorist. And then they carefully pose their questions because they've been in trouble before for their questions. And probably, Peter, he probably asked them, tell us when. Everybody wants to know when. Tell us when shall these things be? What things? The temple destroyed. The stones come down. Now, number two, and what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Now, the word used for coming here is the Greek word parousia. And it always was used at that time, meaning the coming of a king or an emperor. So they have asked him, well, first question number one, when is this temple going to be coming down? And number two, when are you going to make your appearance as the king? And so when you read what he says in any one of the three chapters, you have to rightly divide the word and see which question he's answering. At the time, they thought those events would just follow on each other. They didn't know that they're going to be at least 2,000 years between the time that, or around 2,000 years when the temple comes down and then when he comes to set up his own kingdom, the visible kingdom. They didn't have any idea that was going to happen like that. So Jesus answered and said unto them. And so they had asked him for the sign, and they had also asked him for, let's go over to Luke 21 now, because Matthew 24 is almost all about the tribulation time. But Matthew 21, he's going to start talking here about when this temple's going to come down, the one that they're looking at. Luke 21 and verse 20. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Now, this particular desolation is the Roman armies. 40 years, 40 is a number of testing, probation. 40 years after Jesus' words, Jesus spoke these words probably in 30 AD, and in 70 AD, the Romans came and destroyed the temple. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Randy, show some of those pictures, and we'll see if we can see them. You'll have to dim the lights a little bit. Dim the lights, yeah. These are what's left of the temple. When that temple was burned, those stones came down. Can you see and where they hit? And these are stones that actually came from the temple and hit down. And they have when they unearthed it, they left it there so that people could see. So what Jesus said, his prophecy, he's the greatest of all prophets. And what he said happened exactly like he said it would in 70 AD. Now, go back to the Bible here, verse 21. Then, and he's talking about 70 AD, then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let them that are in the fields not enter, let not them that are in the fields enter thereinto. Well, not everybody obeyed him because if you'll read Josephus, their prophets told them that the temple is a safe place to be, and people came in from the country and tried to find, and there were, I think, 1 million plus people killed in the temple. And for these, now let's see, verse 23, but woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. You should read Josephus and find out about this one mother. She came in from the country. She was a wealthy woman. She had heard that, this is Josephus' history. And she had heard that it was safety in the temple. So she came in, she had food, and all of her food ran out, and she had a baby, and they smelled flesh burning, and they thought she'd found some meat or had some meat, and actually it was her child that she could not give it suck. And so horrible, terrible things happened. And Jesus said, verse 24, they shall fall by the edge of the sword, that's the Roman sword, and they shall be led away captive into all nations. And that happened. The Jews were then dispersed throughout all the whole corners of the world. And now he goes to the city, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the nations or the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That means the Gentiles trodding down Jerusalem. Of course, the kingdoms came, and one after the other came. The Romans were then there, and then one after the other have come and on down to the present time when Jerusalem in the 20th century, actually 1967, came back into the hands of the Jews 42 years ago, almost this month. Bless the Lord. So he said there's going to be an end to it. It's not quite over yet, but it will be ended, and things will be restored. Now, verse 25, and there shall be signs. These things are not going to happen without signs, because God wants you to know when you live. You just have to, he skipped now down to the end times, the last days, the end of days. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity. Have you seen any of that? The nations are in a dither. They don't know what to do. The sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now, we're going to come back to that later, but that's what we're beginning with right now. I want you to turn over to Acts chapter 3, and this is Peter preaching on the southern steps of the temple on the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 3 and verse 20. No, I don't think that's the one I want. Yes, it is. Here, 19. We'll do 19. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So the sign of his coming is going to be the restitution of all things that the prophets said. And that's your protection right there. The prophets said, not just something somebody dreams up, but what the prophets said would be restored. So it's very, very important to know what prophets, New Testament prophets, they didn't even have a New Testament then, the prophets of the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, what they said will be restored, and we can watch for it. Now, Peter pointed us to these prophets. Turn to 2 Peter. I love to study the prophets. Oh my goodness, can you ever learn some things? 2 Peter, and we're going to start with verse 19. Now he has all, well, we might even go back just a little bit. Verse 16. 2 Peter is a great book I like to preach because it's all prophecy. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. I think I'll go back up a verse. 15. He's getting them ready because Peter's going to die. He knew the Lord better than anyone else, and Jesus hasn't come, and what in the world's going on? So Peter's going to tell them it's going to be a while. You're even going to have time for false prophets. And then he tells them what it will be like. And he tells them that he's going to go on like the Lord showed him. And I wanted to point out this to you, verse 15. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my, King James says decease. Doesn't say decease. It says exodus. And exodus in the Greek means departure. So the Bible terminology for what we call physical death is never physical death. It's putting off your tabernacle, getting new clothes, putting off the old clothes, or it's called a departure. For the saint of God, when you're born again, you will never die after that. So he's going to say, after my departure, I want you to remember these things. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the dunamis and the parousia. He's going to come as king of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. When they were on the Holy Mount, they heard the voice of God. But we have something more sure. Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.